eternity in view? Are you in search for the undiluted word of God? Do you need an atmosphere of prayer where you can pray till your joy is full? Are you longing for praise and worship that opens heavens and pours blessings down? Then the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Overcomer Sanctuary, is your answer. We are a community of God's lovers, passionately pursuing God, celebrating the Word of God, and the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit with evangelism, discipleship, within the context of the RCCG vision. Prepare your mind for renewal, your spirit for a revival, and your body for restoration by an encounter with the light of God's Word. Remember, Romans 10:17 says, "For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Stay blessed.
Almighty God, the Bible call you the first and you are the last. Oh, you are the wonderful one of Israel, the Prince of Peace, the Giver of Life, the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega. You are greater than the greatest. You are bigger than the biggest, stronger than the strongest. You have never lost a battle before. You will not lose any battle concerning our life. Father, receive our thanks in Jesus' name. Your children are here this morning, O Lord. I pray, O Lord, more than you have done before, touch our lives. Turn our situations around. Every battle the enemy had had upper hand over us before. Father, after today, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will fight for each and every one of us. You will give us victory. Victory over flesh. Victory over spiritual warfare. Victory over financial debacles. Father, you will give us victory even over our health. In the name of Jesus. I pray that in place of sorrow, you will give us joy. In place of tribulations, you will give us peace. In place of lack, you will give us riches. In place of every weakness and lack of strength, you will renew our strength. Father, please take our glory, heal our diseases, promote us where there is need for it. So shall it be. Every stagnation in our life, Father, let them cease. We will move forward in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Before you sit down, I just want you to pray one prayer point for yourself and for your family. I want you to tell God and say, Father. I can hear you say, Father. Every enemy of breakthrough in my life, Father, I command, let them leave me alone. Every enemy of my breakthrough, of your breakthrough, we cease right now. In the name of Jesus, I will break through. I will move forward. I will overtake. I will recover all. In the name of Jesus, I will move forward. I will move forward. I will not fail. I will not fall. It is my portion to move forward. It is my portion to reach my goal. I will reach my goal. I will not fail. Go ahead and talk to God Almighty. I will reach my goal. I will not fail. I will not fall. It is my turn to dance. It is my turn to rejoice. I will break forth. I will break through. I will recover all. In the name of Jesus. I will not fail God. I will not fail myself. I will not fail my family. I will reach my goal. I will reach my goal. Every enemy of breakthrough in my life, in the spirit, in my flesh, every enemy of hindrance, every enemy that hinders me, every enemy that is stagnation, every enemy that is limitation, I command you, cease the oppression in my life, in my family, in my business, in my place of work. Cease, cease, cease every fruitless effort. I command you, pack your load and go. Every stagnation, every lack of forward moving, every hindrance, every entanglement, I command, seize your hold, lose your hold, seize your oppression in my life, in my family, in the life of my wife, in the life of my children. Thank you, Father. And so shall it be. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Let the one that we break through after today shout hallelujah. Have your seat and tell your neighbor, I will break forth. I will break through. I will overcome. I will overtake. And I will recover all. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Good morning, brethren. This morning, we will look at a topic that says, walking into prosperity. To walk. It's a motion, it's an action. You walk into. It's just like walking into your breakthrough. It's like walking into your divine health. It's like walking into a place you have never been before. That is glorious, that is beautiful, that is wonderful. He has said it many times in the Bible. Isaiah 25 verse 1 said, his counsel of old is always true and is faithful. He said, once has God spoken, and twice have I heard that power belongs to God. The problem is that we don't seem to understand the massiveness the, you know, they call it the big, big God. The big, we just sang a song that said, "Enyinla Tobidu." You know, even when I ask the Yoruba, some find it difficult to explain the size of this God. It's just too much. In my own analysis, I find it difficult to use an excellence to describe God. He creates excellence. So using excellence to describe him is just that is giving us a position of being myopic. He created excellence. He created perfection. Everything you see that is good is a product of his creation. Oh, a man can go to the moon. God made it possible. The Bible said in the book, chapter 1, verse 37, it said, "With God, nothing shall be impossible." Then the question I have for you this morning is, how big is your God? And that draws me back to a common word I've been using since I came, understanding. Last time I gave you an understanding, I told you about the story of the Ethiopian eunuch. How many of us check the meaning of Ethiopia, as I told you? How many of you googled it to find out whether it was true that it means a black man? Nobody did. I hope the way you believed and trusted in my explanation, you should believe God better. I told you that he was a black man, religious and educated man, in charge of a lot of resources, but he was under authority, but he was unproductive simply because he lacked understanding. And this is the position of all of us. I've said it. The day we have understanding the size of this God, the day we understand the possibilities under this God, the day we understand that when we apply the word of God in the right positions in our life, things will change for good. When Joseph had his dream, Joseph walked into his prosperity because he believed in the word of God. David believed in the word of God. He applied it against Goliath. He said, "Look, you come against me with spears and shield, but I come against you in the name of the God of Israel." The day you understand the magnitude of what you are into, and do you know the funny part of it? Until you are actually in, you won't know. Those who discovered it are making the best use of it. Contemporary person that we can think about is even the general overseer. You already know his background. So it's not as if he came from heaven. And everything he touches turns to gold. Are you going to have enemies? Yes, you will have. Are you going to have people who don't like you? Yes, you will have. But the day you structure yourself to walk with God into your prosperity, it is not what you and I are discussing today. It will be bigger. That's why this God is so big. I know that song. Sometimes those days it was raining, but I don't know why. I don't know whether they don't sing it these days. "I have a very big God who is always by my side. A very big God. I have a very big God who is always by my side. A very big God by my side, by my side." Let's open our Bible and just take a little bit of a text to guide us. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 and 28. You will see where understanding is crucial. Verse 27 said, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. May the Lord bless his word, even the understanding, in the name of Jesus. The Bible said that God created man in his image. Number one fact you must take from that is that if God creates man in his image, it means that man has the power to create, to recreate. God expected multiplication from every facet of your life and every facet of my life. He wanted a man to be productive. If you remember when he was saying earlier in the chapter, he said, let us create. Even here he said, let us make man. What is he saying? It is not a one motion action. If you are not working with God into your prosperity, it will be a very tough journey. It will be a very difficult action. God makes our journey into our prosperity easy. He gives us guideline. No wonder the Bible said that your word is a lamp unto my feet. He gives direction. My prayer for you this morning is that God will give you direction to your prosperity. When I talk prosperity, it's a 4-5 dimensional thing. Number one, you not only prosper materially, you will also prosper physically. How many of us know that when a man is healthy, you know, there's this saying, when I was small, my father used to tell me, he said, early to bed, early to rise. Makes a man what? Wealthy. And three things. You'll be healthy, you'll be wealthy, and you'll be wise. It's three-dimensional. So there is no way you walk with God and you make it only in one dimension. No way. In 3 John verse 2, God said, he said, beloved. That's what the word of God says. He said, beloved, that I wish above all that you mayest prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospereth. I've never seen a man who prosper, have material resources, and health-wise is always in the hospital. He's not rich. I've never seen a man who has all the money in this world and is working with God and then he cannot eat his meal. But I know somebody who has money but he cannot eat. I used to have a friend, very wealthy home. Every, when I was waiting for my call up, and he was my friend. Every day he would come and carry me from my father's house. He said, Tony, come and escort me somewhere. Actually, we were not going anywhere. He wanted me to come and eat his food for him. I had appetite, but I didn't have money then. I was just a young student. We would just drive to one place, go to another place. Okay, I want to pick something at home. Not knowing that the wife has called him, say, come, your food is ready. Come and eat. When we get there, you see, very You know, fresh fish. This, what do you call it? Catfish. They usually do a kind of pepper soup with pounded yam. Before I see it, I was already salivating. They will put the food. The guy will go here. He carries cigar, smoke. He keeps cigar. Before he know it, I've gone halfway. I said, oh boy, come now, let's eat. He said, be eating, I'm coming. By the time he put hand, if you see how he's eating the fish self, his face will be like as if he's crying. I will finish the food. I will go home happy. But not knowing that the man was dying. He was on drug. He was on cigarettes. He was on alcohol. But meal is food. I ate JJ. And you know, a young student from school, I was like this. Just 2 weeks in that place, if you see me, I added weight. Praise the Lord. Why am I saying this? God's desire is that his children will not only prosper materially, your health will be sound. And then your soul, when it will go back to the Mecca, it will come without stain, without wrinkle, without spot. I pray for you. All round prosperity. May the Almighty give God give to you in the name of Jesus. Let's look at a few key points. As we go on this journey to our desired place of destiny, God wish above all things that we prosper. You will prosper. Your body will prosper. Your soul will prosper. Your pocket must also prosper. In the name of Jesus. God also had in mind that his children will thirst and hunger for righteousness. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 said, those blessed are those who thirst, who are hunger and thirst for righteousness. The Bible said that they shall be established. I am praying for you. You will not be known as today you have money, tomorrow you have none. I know a man in my village. One day I went to see him. He's an old man. He said, Tony, I answer. I said, yes, sir. He said, if they say those who have money come out, that he will not come out. He said, if they say those who never had money come out, that he will also not come out. But if they say those who had before and they don't have again come out, he will come. I said, Daddy, that's not a good prayer. I want to pray for you this morning. When God starts moving you forward, you will never stop in the name of Jesus. When God begins to prosper you, all around prosperity, you will never visit the hospital. Your children will never visit the hospital. I pray that you will move from glory to glory, from power to power, from level to level. No more stagnation. In the name of Jesus. All arrangement has been made for us to prosper. Don't forget that. The platform of us to prosper has already been made. It is provided through God's righteousness, through Jesus' righteousness. And that's why we need Jesus. The Bible said that he is the righteousness of our life. The Bible called him the word of God. The Bible said that he is the wisdom and is the power of God. You need him. He will give you wisdom. He will give you power. In fact, Gio said that our general overseer, Pastor Iya Adeboye, said that a man with wisdom is better than a man with money. Because wisdom will give you money. Wisdom will give you promotion. No wonder when Solomon offered 1,000 bullocks. You know, bullocks is not this common cow you see. If you want to check it, it has a different weight, massive weight. Solomon gave 1,000 offering. And when God visited him, he said, "What can I do for you? I pray for you. This night, God will visit you." I said, "This night, God will ask you, what do you want? In the name of Jesus." His unrighteousness, Psalm 92 verse 12, said that it is in righteousness that you will prosper. It is in righteousness that you will flourish, and that you will flourish like a palm tree. I thought somebody would say amen to that. And you will grow like the cedar of Lebanon. Let me tell you the truth. Many people think that in righteousness you cannot make it. It's not true. What is righteousness? I don't want to bore you with excessive definition. It has to do with righteous relationship. If you have a right relationship with God, it cuts across many levels. But divine righteousness has to do with your relationship with God. How do you obey God? How do you react to his instruction? What do you give back to God? Do you give him his, your time? Do you give him your money? Do you give him even his praise? Knowing that God said that he dwell in the praises of his people. That's why he said our righteousness is like a filth rag, but there is righteousness of Christ in you. Praise the Lord. So the price of your prosperity was paid a long time ago by Jesus. Don't forget that. But the Bible said he became poor, that you will be rich. That I will be rich. That you can find in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 8, verse 9. He said this is what the devil is copying. Devil uses this on people. Devil can give you money, but it's not the real money. That's why if you read Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible says, meditate in the word of God day and night and do as you have read. He said, in so doing, you will prosper and you will have good success. So there are many types of successes. I've said it here before that God, you bought a car does not mean that God is blessing you. First of all, we must know the source. Before we know who is giving you. There are successes, there are many types of success. And Bible said there in the book of Joshua, good success. It talked about prospering. It talked about good success. May the Lord give you good success in the name of Jesus. Our prosperity is rooted in commandments, which I have read for you. He said, be fruitful. And I will say to you, you cannot be fruitful if you are not walking with God. You cannot dominate the fishes and every creation of God without his authority. He said, replenish. Let me assure you that the power of God will work for you today. I said it will work for you today. I say it will work for you today. Everything that works against your breakthrough will be subdued right now in the name of Jesus. God is not a respecter of a person. Acts chapter 10 verse 34. It doesn't matter who your father is. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter how educated you are. I like people making first class. But if you look deep, most people who are successful in their business, they are not first-class students. So God doesn't say, okay, because you are a first-class student, go and sleep and I will give you money. No. The race is not to the swift. Is that not true? So you must know that God has no respect as to who you are. unless you walk in tandem with him. David was a young boy in the he was even a what you consider today as a herdsman. Amen. I don't want to call a name of before I lose my freedom. But the truth is that he was a herdsman. He was busy in the bush, tending cow and sheep. But right there, he was not alone. He told Goliath, he said, look, I come against you. He said, look, I have been in the bush. The bear came, took one of the sheep. I ran after it. I hold it. I killed it, and I recovered the sheep. He said, that same God who gave me that victory will give me victory over you. So no matter the problem the enemy is setting against you, you will overcome. Let me assure you, as long as you are walking with God, you will have victory. In the name of Jesus. Let me tell you this story. I've done it, the Lord told us this story, and some of you may have heard it. He said there was incident in the ocean. The ships, the fishes were going through terrible time, and three of them came together. They had a meeting. They said, look, this is too much. We must invite God to come and attend to our case. And when God came, to make the story short, asked them, the first one said, look, just give me a wink. Immediately I see shark, I will fly in the air. He said, granted. The second one said, look, I want to have eyes all over my body. As long as one is coming, I will see and I will run away. The third one said, look, just be with me. Just be with me. He asked them that all their wishes had been granted, and soon enough, God left. Shark and his babies approached. The first one saw the shark. Because he has eyes all over his body, he leaped out of the water into a small pond. And all of a sudden, the sun rose, dried up the pond, and the fish died. The second one saw, say, come and catch me. As the shark was approaching, he flew into the air. While he was in the air, eagle, you know, has a very beautiful eyesight. He said, God, I've been looking for fish and look at one in my territory. And the eagle ate that one. Baby shark told the mother, say, see another one. And mommy shark stole the baby and said, are you blind? Can't you see the shadow of somebody too big around that one? Don't go near that one. And that will be your portion. I say, it will be your portion. Quickly, what do I do in order to walk into my prosperity? You must locate the principle of prosperity. The world runs on principles, and that is why David prayed that God will open his eye to behold hidden principles that bring prosperity. If you read Psalm 119 verse 8, you will see what David told God. There is still an eyesight. I want to see. And what are these principles? Number one, the choir helped us there. Luke chapter 6 verse 38, he said, give and it shall be given unto you. When the choir was singing that song, I said, look, I do not need to, you need to understand more than I do already. He said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, shall men give under the direction of the Almighty God. The Bible said, no man receive anything except if it comes from God. Don't think you receive anything from man. No man can do better than himself for you. For example, I have 1 million naira. You come, I give you the 1 million. Is it possible? I won't give you 1 million. I will give you so that I will have something for myself. But God can give. Because he's the owner. The Bible said that silver and gold belong to him. He has power to kill and make alive. The Bible said that by his word we are. He said he sent his word. He healed us and delivered us from destruction. That by his stripes, we are healed. So there is so unlimited, the Almighty God. Number two said, you must give liberally. Many of us, we don't even know what we are giving God from home, like offering. I've seen the basket. I've seen 20 naira, 10 naira. Yes, they will tell you that the church always look for money. Yes, the gospel cannot go without money. All these structures are made with money. And surprisingly, while we are here arguing, some people among us are supporting the gospel. And it's moving. And their life is changing. And some of us are busy arguing. You must give liberally. The Bible says that the liberal soul shall be made fat. In the book of Proverbs chapter 11 verse 25. Proverbs 11, 25. The liberal soul shall be made fat. And those who watered must be watered. There is no money you give that will not come back. You must give sacrificially. Very soon we'll go into that. You remember the story of Isaac? God gave his son. Abraham gave his son. You must also give unconditionally. Remember I've told you the story about Solomon who gave 1,000 bullocks. You must also be a channel. For example, I want to give you a few examples of those who gave. Abraham gave his best to God. The widow of Zarephath gave his best to God. God himself gave the best to teach us how to give. The Bible says in John chapter 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world. And Isaac gave himself. Of course, you know that. His father gave him as a sacrifice. Solomon gave much more than all. And David gave in order to remove the plague. This day, my brothers and my sister, for you to walk into your prosperity, physically, spiritually, materially, and otherwise, you need to do these things. You need to give. And this morning, I call you back to my discussion with you last, understanding. How much of this world have you taken in to help you? I want the ushers to help me. We're in the month of sacrificial giving. You have not pledged anything supporting the church. I want the ushers to please give papers to each and every one of us, those who have not. But if you have, you are walking on the right path. You are walking into your prosperity. I'm not telling you next year. I'm telling you now. Because faith is in the now. When I join my faith with your faith, doors will be open. I say doors will be open. When I join my faith with your faith, in fact, those who pledged last Sunday, I have been doing prayers on their. In fact, a sister approached me and said, look, I pledged that I'm redeeming end of the month. But I didn't know how it happened. I want to do it now. This just last Tuesday. I prayed with her. She will testify in this church. Please, ushers, give them a piece of paper. Give me your name so that I will pray properly. Give me your phone number and possibly what you are pledging. I don't care. It might not be money. If you feel that it's, but we will sell it all. Because what we need to do might not be what you brought money for. Give us land, give us building, give us car, give us anything. The musical equipment needs to be changed. A lot of things need to be done in the church. So please raise your hand. The usher will attend to you quickly. Okay, all eyes closed. All head bowed. Some people don't want to know that, I don't blame them. Please collect the piece of paper quickly. Quickly, usher, help me. The time is no more on my side so that we can pray. Powerful three prayer points or four. Quickly, pastor, please help me so that talk to me, the usher, so that it bring it also to the altar. There are people here who still want to. Somebody is raising an envelope. Please come and pick it up. Please, remember I'm not a pastor in this place. Though I'm a pastor under this place, I will go by after next Sunday. I will move on. I'll go back to my base. So don't think you are giving to me. It's not to me. I'm on my way back to my station. Okay. Bring the, start collecting it. I want to pray over it before we pray. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. I can't see you to buy gold and sell it, not. Every time you pass the test of giving, you force God to remove your name from those that will be poor. Because he said the poverty will not exist. It will not stop. There are those who will remain poor and there are those who will make it. Because the poor will not cease in the land. I want you to just begin to thank God. But as for you and your household, I am praying that you will serve the Lord in prosperity. In the name of Jesus. So I will conclude with this. I want you to pray with me and say, Father, I cannot hear you. Say, Father, in my family, O Lord, may we not lack. May we walk into prosperity. Divine health is our portion. Financial prosperity is our portion. Physical prosperity is our portion. God, we will not fail. We will not fall. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and talk to God Almighty. Concerning your family, restore my family, O Lord. Restore my family. We will not lack. We will not spend our money in the hospital. We will not build for another to live in. We will not work for others to reap. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. As I sow, O Lord, oh, Father, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You know, the Bible talked about the counsel of the enemy. He also talked about the counsel of God. You will tell God and say, Father, I can hear you say, Father. Every counsel of the enemy, every counsel from the pit of hell that denies me walking into my prosperity will come to naught. But your counsel concerning me, counsel of prosperity, counsel of good life, counsel of promotion, counsel of enlargement, it shall come to pass. Go ahead and talk to God. It shall come to pass. 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 In the name of Jesus. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. You will say, Father, I can hear you say, Father, concerning my life, concerning my children, this week, the rest of this month, it shall be my month of prosperity. I will make it, soonest I will make it. Sooner than later, I will make it. I will not fail, I will not fall. Oh, Jesus, help me. I will not fail. I will not fall. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I will not fail. I will not fall. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Finally, you tell God and say, Father, I can hear you say, Father, let my home be like a watered garden, like a spring of life. Like a spring of water, whose water fail not. Go ahead and talk to God. You will not fail, you will not fall. You will reach your goal. Ah, your house, and your home will be like of a spring water. It will not fail. The source will never fail. In the name of Jesus, I will not fail. I will not fall. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. My Father, my God, I pray. First of all, I want to commit all our brethren who had killed in into this project, program called Sacrificial Giving in the month of June. It is a project and a program that has been prayed for since October. Based on God's direction, I pray that in the lives of this one, right from this moment, I am not saying end of the year. I said right from today, enter their lives, change their lives. In place of sorrow, give them joy. That you will do and their joy will be full, do in their life. In the name of Jesus, I pray into the life of your sons and daughters that you will make a way where there is no way. Every desert in their life, make a way there. Every mountain in their life, make them plain. In the name of Jesus, I pray that they will walk through their breakthrough. I say their breakthrough will come soonest. It will come as fast as possible. In the name of Jesus, you will be with them. Is anyone sick here, oh Lord? Before he gets home, that sickness will leave you right now in the name of Jesus.
Everything else Give me you.
A Christian with eternity in view? Are you in search for the undiluted word of God? Do you need an atmosphere of prayer where you can pray to your joy in school? Are you longing for praise and worship that opens heavens and pours blessings down? Then the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Overcomer Sanctuary, is your answer. We are a community of God's lovers, passionately pursuing God, celebrating the Word of God, and the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit with evangelism, discipleship, within the context of the RCCG vision. Prepare your mind for renewal, your spirit for a revival, and your body for restoration by an encounter with the light of God's Word. Remember, Romans 10:17 states, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Stay blessed.